physiological trace of anxiety in its wordless form appearing as a baboon or a flock of baboons with lizard skin pressing out from the chest and stomach, these creatures inside him with whom he must become intimate before they will leave him alone. One by one, dispersing and replaced, always silent in the same crouched pose, poised for something, expressionless as only baboons can be expressionless, eyes glowing. If they would slip through his pores, carrying their bags with him, as if realizing that the train isn't coming and it's time to go home, instead of always watching and the stillness to which his body begs forgiveness, not comprehending what it is that it has done, so much must have been done. The deserving and the undeserving joined together as if they could be apart. Leaves thrown against glass and birds rising up against the luxury of boredom against desire. His luxury is the slight cellular tremble that signals something wrong, tightening here and there, the signal not quite speaking its name so that constant vigilance is called for and perpetual rebuke. Whatever the name it is not called for, though surely it must be deserved, in order to preserve the semblance of order, the semblance of place and not of flight.